the city and indeed the entire region have identified the expansion of the university as a key catalyst program for the city, and have been working tirelessly, I have to say, to get that consensus in terms of the business case. So it's really quite alarming, disturbing that a minister seemingly unilaterally has just practiced microphone diplomacy, has not consulted with anyone, and has simply, in my view, almost threatened the people of this city that the expansion won't happen.
We've had a major campaign by U4D, by all the political parties who have united on this particular issue. We also have the One Plan for the city, which has been trumpeted by various ministers and by various politicians. Does Stephen Farry's comments perhaps show exactly the respect the One Plan is being really shown?
Well, I mean, you're right. The city has identified the expansion of the university through the One Plan, and indeed the One Plan is contained in the programme for government. So it's a programme for government commitment. I have talked directly to Martin McGuinness, as Deputy First Minister, today, and he intends to raise what he has called unacceptable comments at the next meeting of the executive. So it does, it certainly flies in the face of the One Plan, of the Programme for Government Commitment, and indeed of the tens of thousands of people who are quite passionate about the expansion of the university. I mean, he has shown total disregard for the city in terms of the regeneration of this place.